Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, new director of Pella Community Ambulance Greg Higginbotham, and president of the Pella Community Ambulance Board Steve Shem join us on today's program to discuss the new hire and the future of the service. First of all, many of our listeners know who you are through your various efforts in Knoxville. What was behind the decision to come up here to Pella Community Ambulance and take over as director?
Well, Andrew, when I heard the Pella Community Ambulance position come open, it was perfect timing for me. I was at a time where I was ready to be either a chief or a director somewhere, and this just happened to be in our backyard. So it's a place I'm familiar with because we've come over here and we've helped out in Pella quite a bit. And being a lifelong resident of Marion County, I know the county well. So I felt that the transition over here would be almost perfect for what my background has.
And what is your background for our listeners that aren't familiar?
I've been the deputy chief at Knoxville Fire Department since 2010. And I had a stint there where I was a chief as their interim for a year. So and that was in 2013.
We also have Steve here today with the Pella Community Ambulance Board. What was behind the decision to hire Greg? I know you probably had a pool of candidates. What made Greg stick out?
Yeah, as you said, we had a pool of candidates that we went through and did pre-screenings and that type of thing. But when we talked with Greg, a few things, obviously his experience that he had over at Knoxville, and like he said, his familiarity with the county, but really, you know, his approach, having a few folks that have worked in Pella that have also worked in Knoxville alongside of Greg, we knew that he had a great work ethic and that he's very much hands-on, and we appreciated that aspect. We also appreciated the fact that he had some experience as the interim chief over in Knoxville, as well as his coaching experience. And his feedback to us on the coaching side of it is, you know, he's preparing players to be their best when they are ready to go into competition. And he related that really to our group here, too, as well, of helping to prepare the folks, the paramedics and EMTs here, to be prepared to go and service the community.
And this obviously comes after a time of transition, of course. The reason why you have a new director, of course, is you had a transition with Laura Clanton resigning, and you've had a period of time in between his hire and since that departure. What has that been like for Pella Community Ambulance, and who are some of the people that have stepped up in that time in between?
Yeah, that's been quite interesting because, you know, the board of directors has had to step in and get a little bit more involved. But in reality, the folks that are the full-time paramedics and the volunteers have done a great deal to take on different tasks and focus on moving things forward, making sure that the calls were being signed up for and that we were staffed properly to be able to take care of the community. So it was just a great team effort overall. And I think it brought the board closer to the EMTs and paramedics as a whole. And it also kind of raised our awareness of what all takes place here.
And Greg, for you, taking this position, I'm sure you have some aspirations and goals as a part of the service. What are those things you hope to accomplish during your time here at Pella Community Ambulance?
Well, the people here are great, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to come over here is this is a great service, and the people here are all great. And I'm just hoping to add a little flavor to that and help it run even smoother than what it already does. They've got a great organization over here, and all I want to do is just add to it if I can.
When you look ahead maybe immediately as you make this transition, as we've kind of alluded to, you're starting in February. What are some of those things immediately that you kind of hope when you come in that you'd either like to look at or learn about?
Our service is a very busy service. And so my goal when I first step in is try to figure out how to make sure people aren't getting burnt out, that we're making sure that everybody is not putting in too much time, but still covering the city. Because our goal is to, obviously, our customers are the community, and that's who we take care of first. But we also have to take care of our own here and make sure that everybody's not being overworked and that we've got enough people here trained to do what we need to do so that we can cover the community.
Well, and Pella Community Ambulance is a part of emergency responses. And you, as you've already alluded to, are familiar with emergency response here in Marion County. How do you hope to leverage those relationships that you already have with Knoxville, with county officials, and the ones I'm sure you're going to gain with Pella? How do you hope to leverage those to keep Pella Community Ambulance in the forefront when it does come to emergency response?
I think that's going to my experience and my relationships I have with all the rest of the county is going to be huge here because I have a familiarity with them and they have a familiarity with me. So I can rely on them if we need to use their resources, and they know they can rely on us to help them for their resources. There's that familiarity. So I think that's going to be a transition very well.
As a part of Pella Community Ambulance, as I understand, you're going to transition your family to the community up here as well. Is that correct?
Yep. We've lived in Knoxville all our lives. So being the director over here, we feel it's definitely important that I live in this community. So my family will be all, we'll be moving over here, be selling our house in Knoxville and buying a house here in Pella. You know, I've got a 14-year-old son who will be a freshman next year, enrolled in August, and I have a 12-year-old daughter who will be in seventh grade next year.
Once again, that was newly hired director of Pella Community Ambulance Greg Higginbotham and president of the Pella Ambulance Board, Steve Shen. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.